Module 3. The Chin Tomb and the Terracotta Warriors. Reading and Vocabulary 1. Activity 1. Read the passage. Number the topics in the order you read about them. An underground army. Part 1.
I'm tired and covered in dust. I've been digging all day, and I'll be doing the same tomorrow, and the next day, and the next. Sounds awful, doesn't it? But I've never had so much fun in my life. Why? Because I'm an archaeology student from London, England, and here I am in northwest China's Shanxi province, 36 kilometers east of Xi'an. I'm working on one of the most famous archaeological sites in the world. Recognize the location? Yes. It's where the Emperor Qin Shi Huang, more than 2,000 years ago, built an enormous tomb, and where, in 1974, 7,400 terracotta warriors made of clay were discovered. What am I doing here? I was chosen from about 600 students to come and work here during the summer holidays. Now you understand why I describe myself as lucky. As an archaeology student, I already knew something about the Qin Tomb and the Terracotta Warriors. Most Chinese children will be able to tell you that Qin Shi Huang was the emperor who first unified China over 2,000 years ago. He was a brilliant ruler, but he was also a cruel man who killed thousands of people. When he became king of the state of Qin at the age of 13, he immediately ordered workers to construct an underground tomb for him. It took 700,000 workers 37 years to build the tomb, which was said to contain great treasures. However, archaeologists believe it may have been robbed long ago. The actual entrance to the tomb has never been found, nor has the tomb been opened. There are rather worrying ancient descriptions of crossbows hidden at the tomb's entrance. It's said that if anyone steps across the entrance, the crossbows will fire. It's interesting the way the terracotta warriors were discovered. In 1974, some peasants were digging a well when one of them dug up the head of a clay warrior. Can you imagine their astonishment? When they found more clay soldiers, archaeologists arrived from Beijing to investigate. As the whole world knows, when the archaeologists started digging, they found 6,000 clay warriors buried in an underground pit. Eventually, they also found Emperor Qin Shi Huang's tomb, located about 1.5 kilometers away from the pit. In 1976, another pit was found, this one containing another 1,400 warriors. It seems that Emperor Qin Shi Huang had ordered the soldiers to be made in order to protect him in the next life. I wonder if they were any help. No one knows why the site was buried and forgotten for so very long, but today the site is visited by tourists from all over the world. As I've said, I feel so lucky working here.